Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni says Israel would consider agreeing to a ceasefire in Lebanon if Hezbollah militants release two Israeli soldiers they are holding and meet other conditions.
This must, of course, include the effective deployment of the Lebanese armed forces through the south in place of Hezbollah and the disarming of Hezbollah as a militia. And it must include a complete end to the shelling of Israeli cities. It must include also to prevent Syria and Iran to rearm Hezbollah in the future.
Previously, Israeli officials had insisted that Hezbollah must be disarmed as a precondition to any ceasefire. Livni also says Israel's soldiers being held captive must be released without any preconditions. Livni's comments came after a meeting with a three-man team of UN diplomats. Terroord Larsen, one of the three, told reporters the talks were good and intensive, and that the UN team submitted a number of proposals to Israel to end the crisis.
I think both parties agree that it is necessary indeed to have a political framework in order to reach eventually a ceasefire.
No further details were available about the proposals, but UN officials say they expect both sides to spend several days studying them. Speaking on Israeli Army Radio Tuesday, the country's deputy army chief said the campaign against Hezbollah could last several more weeks. He also refused to rule out sending large numbers of Israeli ground troops into Lebanon. Israeli ground troops withdrew from southern Lebanon 6 years ago after an 18-year occupation. Shlomo Brum, the former head of strategic planning for Israel's army, says if large numbers of ground troops do go back into Lebanon, they will not occupy the territory as they did in the past.
My impression is that we are not going to repeat this mistake. That doesn't mean that the ground forces will not be used in this campaign. It's quite possible. But I think that they will be used differently. We may perform incursions for the purpose of destroying them and things like that, and then we will leave the Lebanese territory. We'll not stay there.
American officials say U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will travel to the region soon in a further bid to end the crisis. However, U.S. officials have joined Israel in expressing skepticism about any plans to deploy international peacekeepers in Lebanon to enforce any future ceasefire. The Americans also say they do not believe an immediate ceasefire would end the crisis. Meanwhile, Israel carried out numerous airstrikes against targets in Lebanon Tuesday. Hezbollah militants retaliated with a barrage of rocket fire against Israel's third-largest city, Haifa, where rockets struck the city's port and rail yard. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.